I'm sorry, but it ain't yet.
Thanks, James, and don't go anywhere. Now, in most intensive care units, the lights are on day and night. Staff need to see what they're doing, of course, and lives are at risk if they can't. But it does mean that it's difficult for the body clock to detect whether it's day or night. And researchers at the University of Salzburg in Austria set out to discover whether getting the body clock back in sync might make a difference to people with severe brain injuries, sometimes in comas. They monitored their temperatures at different times of day and night to assess the state of their body clocks, and they found that the closer patients were to a normal circadian rhythm, the higher their levels of consciousness, which gave the lead researcher, Christina Blumer, an idea.
We piloted bright light stimulation as a possible treatment of circadian rhythm misalignment, you know, that the sleep-wake cycle, for example, is at odds with the light-dark cycle. And we were only able to pilot that in 8 patients. But in 2 patients, we did find that when we stimulated them with bright light 3 times per day for 1 hour across 1 week, then 2 of these patients improved in their consciousness levels while they were diagnosed with a vegetative state or unresponsive wakefulness syndrome during the habitual light condition where we did not apply any light stimulation. They were diagnosed with a minimally conscious state during the bright light stimulation. And that does give us some hope that we actually could manipulate the circadian rhythm by giving bright light stimulation to these patients and by improving the body clock, thereby also help these patients to recover consciousness.
We can't say that just using bright light treatment is going to wake up a load of patients who've been unconscious.
No, and importantly also, when we do this kind of research, that means we look at a group of patients. In that case, that was 18 patients or 8 patients who received bright light stimulation. And it is very difficult to draw conclusions about individual patients from these group analysis. However, we think that there is no harm in exposing them to bright lights or, if possible, for example, moving beds closer to windows so patients do actually get more light during the day. At the same time, keeping light levels low during the night, which, for example, is sometimes an issue in intensive care units. So for now, we are hopeful that actually bright light may be a way to improve circadian rhythms. However, we also have to admit that larger studies involving more patients are definitely necessary to find out whether bright light stimulation in this patient group does actually have a beneficial effect.
So in hospital, is it not always the case that day and night are really clearly delineated? Because sometimes the lights need to stay on in hospital for the staff to be able to see what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. So especially in intensive care units, it's often the case, at least in Austria, that the light is switched on throughout the day and the night. In the patients which we saw in this study, they were in nursing homes, so sort of a hospital environment, but rather dedicated to nursing and the care of these patients. There it was the case that light levels are sufficiently low during the night. However, nurses repeatedly coming also in and switching on lights, but they tended to switch on not the large lights at the ceiling but smaller lights somewhere in the room, so light levels seem to be fairly low throughout the night. However, what we saw was that especially on overcast days, which you sometimes get close to the Alps, then the light levels were sometimes low even during the day, and they were a lot lower than what we experience when we, for example, go out, when we cycle to work, even when we have the light on in our offices. And we think that the light levels were not high enough in these homes for a circadian rhythm to be properly entrained. You can imagine that having a candle in your room in healthy individuals is sometimes already enough to set the biological master clock in the brain, to set a circadian rhythm. However, that may not be the case in our patients. They may require higher light levels throughout the day to actually be entrained for the circadian master clock to be set appropriately.
Christina Blumer. Now, James, before we